Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Hecla Greens Creek Mine says bears fatally mauled a contract employee at their mine today. Company officials have not yet identified the employee pending notification of the employee's family. Hecla says the incident occurred at a remote drill site on Admiralty Island above ground. The area is only accessible by helicopter. Hecla says authorities will investigate. Company spokesman Mike Satry says troopers are on their way to the scene. Satry says the company is investigating themselves and learning details about what happened.
We have never had any sort of injury incident related to bears since we have been in operation.
The mine opened in 1989. Satry says bear safety is a standard part of employee training.
In general, every single one of our employees and our contracted workforce receive bear hazard training during their site-specific training that is required before they work on the mine site. And then we do everything we can to make sure that anything that we do, any of our materials, do not become attractive to bears and have them on our mine site.
Mine officials express condolences to the victim's friends, family, and colleagues. A downtown Juneau property that has been the source of numerous police calls and neighbor complaints over the past 2 years is now vacant. Residents left yesterday. Stadium Borough of Juneau sent a letter to the property owners in September ordering the home at 401 Harris Street be vacated by October 1st because of health and safety concerns. Dave D'Amato makes legal decisions on behalf of Camilla Barrett, who co-owns the property with her son James Barrett. D'Amato was boarding up the windows this morning. D'Amato says James Barrett, who lived in the house until yesterday with several guests, is now staying at a hotel until his new condo is ready for move-in. He says they plan to sell the property after fixing it up, as they did with two other nearby homes recently on 4th Street.
We'll continue to clean it. We're going to continue to get the yard straightened out and you notice that the place next door was bought. Downtown Juneau's coming back.
James Barrett and Camilla Barrett are currently in a legal fight over the property. Last week, a judge ordered James Barrett out of the home in accordance with the CBJ's letter. The Juneau Uptown Neighborhood Association will hold its monthly meeting at another Barrett-owned property, the Bergmont Hotel, nearby tonight. The city condemned that property last year, but then lifted the condemnation order in January. D'Amato has been working to get it ready for sale this year. D'Amato will give neighbors an update on progress with that and also 401 Harris Street. And the state of Alaska is asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit challenging Governor Bill Walker's plan for paying off the state's remaining oil and gas tax credit obligations. Arguments on the request are scheduled for later today. Weather forecast calls for clear skies for tonight. Low temperature about 30 to 40 degrees. More clear skies expected for tomorrow.